rejoice, they're preaching Christ. There wasn't any circumstance in life that affected his contentment, whether it was a physical circumstance of being a prisoner or whether it was the emotional circumstance of being attacked by your own friends and discredited publicly. There wasn't anything that could strike a blow at Paul's contentment, because his contentment had nothing to do with circumstances. Nothing whatsoever. In fact, in verse 21 of chapter 1, he says, "For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I don't have anything to fear. If things got as bad as possible, that would mean I would die, and that would be the best thing that could happen to me. But if the Lord wants me to live on," verse 22, "and it means fruitful labor, then I'll live on. I can't make the choice," he says. "I'm hard-pressed in both directions," verse 23. "I'd rather go and be with Christ. That's very much better. Yet to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake." Paul had absolutely no regard for his own circumstances. He lived in this amazing kind of contentment. And I think what bred that contentment, back to chapter 4, in part, was that he was so caught up in the wonder of the lives of people. In a small way, we can understand that. I can understand that. There are always circumstances in life that can produce discontent. There are always assaults and attacks and misrepresentation that can threaten contentment and satisfaction, and you could wish that that would go away, like Paul wished that the messenger from Satan who was destroying the Corinthian church would be removed, the thorn in his flesh. There are always circumstances that might be preferable to the current ones, but in the end, in ministry, my satisfaction and my contentment in part is based upon the fact that you always go back to the wondrous reality of the fellowship, the richness of having brothers dearly beloved and longed for, as he talks about in chapter 1. The joy of a true comrade, the joy of a true yoke fellow who stands with you, who contends together with you, who shares in your struggle. Somebody else, others whose names are written in the book of life. Life for the believer is not about things. It's not about circumstances. It's about people. It's about the family of God. It's about the people whose names are written in the book of life. And the more you give yourself to that fellowship, the more you lose yourself in the lives of others, the more you